One of the delightful images in the exhibition is taken from a Han Dynasty tomb that shows a magnificent chariot being pulled by a single splendid steed who looks almost like an Arabian horse.
The Chinese called animals like this one heavenly horses. Curator Mike Hearn.
One of the characteristics that is most salient here is this powerful use of line and abstraction to give a sense of motion and life energy to both the horse and the movement of the chariot. So while the horse is not necessarily anatomically correct, look how skinny his legs are, you have a sense of his rapid motion. I don't see any of the hooves as actually touching the ground. It seems to be flying, and that is one of the attributes that's most associated with these horses, that they could travel 1,000 leagues in a single day without tiring.
This breed of horse was actually not native to China. During the early Han period, the empire had relied on the small, sturdy horses of the Mongolian steppe. Once a Han diplomat discovered the heavenly horses in what is now Uzbekistan, they changed the course of China's history. In order to acquire the prized animals, the Han army marched thousands of miles and fought 2 major campaigns, suffering heavy losses. The breed became the foundation of the Han's new cavalry, a major factor in the empire's military supremacy. By depicting this heavenly horse in the tomb decoration, the artist indicates the high status of the person buried there.
Maybe this was an image of the afterlife in which the occupant of the tomb is enjoying one of these extraordinary steeds carrying him through the firmament.